Glad to hear that. Now, let me ask you a question to begin with. But when you were little, did your parents have to remind you to maybe say thank you sometimes?
Yeah.
They did. I have a 2-year-old daughter, and I have to remind her all the time. In fact, I have a 5-year-old daughter, too, but I still have to remind her to say thank you. Now, I'm not asking you because saying thank you is good manners, even though it is, but I think that saying thank you is important because it helps us show appreciation that we have for someone or for something nice they did for us, right? And I don't know if this is typical in your family or not, but I like to write a thank you card to someone when they do something nice. It can be a blank card like this one, and I just read a few sentences about how much I appreciate what they did, or maybe it's one of those store-bought cards that comes with a poem. It doesn't really matter, but I think what is important is that we take some time to show our appreciation to our families or friends, to people around us, or maybe our church too. So I want to tell you a story. And the story is from the Gospel according to Luke, and it happened a very long time ago when Jesus lived in Galilee. And as Jesus was going from one town to another, he encountered 10 lepers. Now, do you know what a leprosy is? Leprosy is... it's this disease. And because of this disease, people ended up with a lot of sores all over their body. Was very painful, and what was even worse is that people back then who had this disease, they were, thought that they were unclean. So they couldn't be with their families, they couldn't go to school, they couldn't be with their friends, they couldn't go to work. So all they had left was to live in seclusion outside of the town or the city or the village, and they had to beg for food. So not only they were very sick, but they were also very lonely because they couldn't be with their loved ones. So when they saw Jesus, they knew that Jesus could heal them. So they asked Jesus to have compassion on them. And Jesus had compassion on them, and Jesus healed them. Now, only one of those 10 lepers said thank you to Jesus for healing him. Now, I don't want to get on the case of those other 9 because of their bad manners, because it happens to me sometimes that I forget to say thank you to God. Does that happen to you sometimes too?
Yeah.
Because we have all these wonderful things in our lives. We have our families and friends and beautiful houses and toys and great food, and all of that good stuff comes from God. But sometimes I forget to appreciate that. So maybe we can take a moment together this Sunday and in a prayer say thank you to God. Will you help me? Okay. Good morning, God.
Good morning, God.
We have so many wonderful things in our lives.
There's so many wonderful things in our lives.
But sometimes we forget to say thank you. Help us always to remember.
Help us always to remember.
That all the good things.
That all the good things.
And blessings come from you.
And blessings come from you.
And help us always to remember.
And help us always to remember.
To say thank you.
To say thank you.
We pray in Jesus' name.
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.